What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the California Angels and the City of Los Angeles, on the occasion of Her Majesty's royal visit, please welcome internationally renowned opera star Enrico Palazzo.
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo!
You should have been pulled in the front room, they have faith in you. You should have been pulled.
Be at a Christmas party or something right now. Maybe it's a Hanukkah showdown.
Utah.
Welcome in. Lots of podcasts, two L's, two Z's. I am Michael Govier. That's Britton Allen and Mike Virginia. We're all here for a very special breakdown of the hot stove. It's hot, hot, hot. And we got really lucky today. We had no idea. We were actually going to do the show on Tuesday or Wednesday. And then the fellas were really cool. They said, hey, we want to make sure you can do it too, Govier. And I was working. So we moved it to today. And Britton.
Good thing
Christmas
we did.
Come early.
Good thing we did. One of our favorites, and I'm speaking for all of us, Brandon Lau or Low. I'm going to say Lau. Someone else can say Low. To the Pirates, which is a dagger to my heart. Oh, no. I don't want him going anywhere near that ballpark. I like him down there in Tampa Bay, and I know they're getting the new trop or whatever, but I don't care. So that was kind of a bummer. What do y'all think? Are y'all excited about Brandon Lau to the Pirates?
No, it's like the most unexciting thing to happen in baseball in a long time. And yeah, I mean, I liked him simply for the power. I mean, I think some of his power translates over into PNC Park, right? But at the same time, too, like the lineup sucks. I mean, I guess they still got O'Neill Cruz, but. Help me out here. If you're the Pirates, why make this move? Like, what made you say, yeah, you know what? We need this guy.
Well, they had one player with a WRC plus over 100. Now, 100 is average. And that was Mike Govier's favorite player, Spencer Horowitz. Yeah, I always say Horowitz. I think of the Beastie Boys. So, but anyway, but they needed power. But the problem is they picked up a lefty power bat. And PNC Park is one of the worst parks to hit home runs with lefty powers. But, you know, I guess you got to do something. You can't just, you know, ignore it. But, yeah, I mean, they're making some moves. What do you think about Mike Burrows, who they had to give up for this power haul, Michael Govier? Were you a Mike Burrows fan, the pitcher?
Yeah, I think everybody had their Mike Burrows moment. Along the way, he had some moments, showed flash. Everybody was waiting all year for Bubba. And meanwhile, Mike Burrows was up and giving some decent innings. So it's interesting, guys, that the Astros, all they get is Mike Burrows. They give up. This is a guy I love, Anderson Brito. This guy is a nasty pitcher. He's only 20, might be 21 now. I'd have to double check, but he's young. And the Astros got Anderson Brito from the Cubs prior last year, I believe. But now they're sending him and Jacob Melton, who I don't think has a lot of, at this time in my life, I don't think Jacob Melton has a lot of fantasy value that I haven't seen it yet. So giving up, but he has real life value, right? It's a better defender probably too. And yeah. The Astros are giving up him and Brito just to get Burrows. And it seems like a lot.
Yeah, the Rays made out today, and we'll go talk about it in another trade as well. But I do like Mason Montgomery. I think that's a good get for Pittsburgh. flamethrower. I believe he's a lefty. He might be able to sneak in those holds or maybe even the closer role for Pittsburgh at some point.
Yeah, Mason Montgomery kind of had a down year last year, but before that he's been pretty awesome, and I know from personal experience because I was all about that Mason Montgomery, but
now he's got
a fresh start, so I think that's good. But
well, our buddy Dave in the chat here says the Pirates had Joey Bart as their cleanup hitter last year. Virtually any warm body is better than what they had. You guys could jump in the live chat and you could top Dave, try to be the number one fan of the show, which is a new stupid YouTube thing, if you want to be that. Also, I love Jake Mangum. Now, it doesn't matter where Jake Mangum goes. This guy can play. This guy came out of nowhere last year, unheralded, disregarded. And when he played, he got on base, he stole bases, he hit forever. So I think the Pirates fans are going to like Jake Mangum. And that's a guy, if you look at, by the way, I don't know where you guys are at. Like, we haven't established this. I am not ready for fantasy baseball, just in case anybody was questioning that. It's Friday, December 19th, 2025. I saw that Britain was doing a draft already, right? Is that correct?
I'm in two drafts right now.
Two?
I fell off the wagon. Give him two.
Utah.
I've been on the wagon for a couple months. No wine, no beer.
Yes.
And then
no gambling. We talked about.
And then Thanksgiving, something happened. And now I'm drafting like there's no tomorrow. I've done like
something seven
drafts. Yeah, NFC draft 50 round draft and holds.
So you're drafting then?
I'm drafting currently. I'm currently in treatment, and I'm drafting a full blown relapse. Like, so I guess that's the opposite of treatment.
Bring it on.
But yeah,
Why not?
I've lost it. Hey, so it's a 12 team 50 round draft and hold, and in Jesus. One league I drafted three. I drafted Tariq Skubal. Oh my God, is he all right?
Sorry.
Is he okay?
It got me mid-streak on brother. That one. That was Let funny.
Yeah. I got Tariq Skubal and Paul Skeens for my pocket aces. I'm pretty excited.
Oh, dude, that's sick.
And then
congratulations.
And then my third round, I drafted Edwin Diaz. And then in the two rounds after that, I drafted two catchers. So Ooh. I've just gone Ooh. Off the reservation. Ooh.
Someone
help Langelier. Yeah, Shea Langelier.
Someone help this guy.
Yeah, I've lost all sense of it.
So, Mike, where are you at? Are you, because I'm looking at Fangraphs today for like the first time in a month, maybe 6 weeks.
I haven't looked at anything fantasy baseball in a long time, guys. I'll be honest, because I'm finishing up fantasy football, but because the playoffs have started, and I'm in six leagues, and I'm still in the playoffs in all grand total of one of them.
Hey, I started Kenneth Walker last night against all odds, and that paid off, and I was very happy about that. So congratulations.
Yeah, that's really good. My home league, I'll tell you guys really quick, fantasy football. I know we're not a football podcast right now, but really quick, I finished 11th in the regular season. I was third in points four.
Wow.
That's crazy,
Everyone's
right?
been there, dude.
That's
Everyone's
bad
been
luck.
There. That's bad yes, luck. That's shit
points,
luck.
Points against is a bitch, dude.
It is.
It really is. That is tough, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But okay, so my point about this though is, yeah, I don't know. I haven't looked at their roster. So looking at Pittsburgh's roster now, and it's still going to shape out. We got more moves to come. A lot of injuries are coming our way. But Jake Mangum looks like he could be a starting outfielder for Pittsburgh. In fact, I think he will be, right?
Yeah, he should be. I don't see why they wouldn't put him out there, especially after the season that he had last year. I know that the Rays like to Ray and move in and guys in and out, but he should play. But then again, we are talking Pittsburgh here, so
Mangum is also a really good defender.
Right. So I'm telling you, if he hits at the top of the lineup, it'll be interesting to see how that plays out this year. There, I mean, it's a shit lineup, but at bats are at bats. Dave says, "I absolutely love Brito." Dave, I'm with you. I fell in love with Brito last year in the offseason of dynasty leagues that I was in, trying to get him all over the place. Do not understand the trade for the Astros at all, says Dave. He is not understanding. Oh, Andy's here. Do you remember Britton from Arizona?
Yeah, I spoke to Andy several times. Good to see you, or not see you. Good to read your name, Andy. I hope you're doing well.
The Paul Skor doppelganger.
Yeah, totally cool guy. Very nice. Very, very, very cool. Thank you,
Mike.
Andy,
yeah,
for being here.
Mike, the one thing you missed not being there this year was this. Everybody was, it must have happened like 10 times over the course of 3 days. This guy looks just like Paul Spohr, except he's like 3 inches or 4 inches shorter. He saw that.
Yeah,
okay.
I saw that. Yeah.
So Andy's a local guy. He's in my area. So Andy, I love you. It's great to see you. Make sure you check out Duck Snort Roto and Andy Bell. He's the man. So glad you're here in the chat with us. Old pal Chad's checking in. Anderson Burrito is the name to watch in this deal. Super intriguing pitching prospect. Had, again, so more Burrito love. Solid AFL. And now the Rays want him and will. Well, we've heard this story before. I don't know what that means. Does that mean the Rays are going to shit the bed on this, or
isn't there another Burrito in Cleveland? Like, yeah. I feel like
Burrito.
Arthur's Burrito.
Remember Socrates Burrito? That was a guy a few years back.
Oh yeah, Socrates.
Socrates. Bill and Ted shout out. I love that.
That's right. There you go.
Fool's Bane says Punt Saves Club brings great shame upon you. Why? Because did we punt saves already?
Yeah, Fool's Bane. This is a draft and hold, so you got to get your hands on closers. There's no in-season moves. So in that particular format, closers get elevated. They come up. So the fact that he had Diaz plus his two pocket aces, that's a hell of a first three rounds. So kudos to
him. That is.
Hit the random challenge
button. I appreciate that. Yeah, like a fab league, I don't draft a closer. They always pop up, but in draft and hold, you don't have a choice, you know.
No. Yeah, Andy says, dude, it was insane, referencing first pitch. That was awesome. Chad says, finally, Mangum might start, but he has a legitimate competition for the strong side of the platoon with the password. That's right. So the password is now Joe Hostin. Shit. Just call him the password. I'm sorry, Joe Hostin Garcia. I love that guy's bat, but now he's a Pirate too. This is like an off season of bummers because the Pirates are trying and like getting players we like. It's a real buzzkill. I agree. All right, so Mike, you want to come on? I know we've already 10 minutes into the show. You've been dying to talk about the Orioles. I mean, what an off season it's been. Pete Alonso, check.
Love the Pete Alonso trade. I actually went out. I can't have my cell phone at work, so I went out to my truck to go check my cell phone. And in my text, like when I pulled the screen up, was Govier that said, "Congrats, Mike." And I was like, what the fuck did we just do? Why is he congratulating me? And I looked at it, and it was Pete Alonso. So I love the Pete Alonso deal. I'm a big fan of his. I said this on, I think it was last time on this show.
Thank you, Jesus!
Exactly. Thank you. Appreciate it. but he didn't get 7 years. And I said he wasn't, but he got 5 from us. And I think that's a solid move for us because he's a legit power bat. And a lot of people are concerned with that porch out in left field. Would it surprise you guys to know he actually would have hit more home runs last year playing with the Orioles? So just off of that. So I'm not worried about the left field because the guy can put him out there. And he also led the league in doubles. So I'll take that too. The trade that I did not like, guys, and I'm going to get your all's take on it, was today's trade where we traded for Shane Boz, the Wizard of Boz, from Tampa Bay. And we traded Slater DeBron and Caden Bodine. Oh, I can't see the card there, Britton. Hang on.
This is one of my favorite cards. This is Shane.
That's him with the Pirates.
Boz with the Pirates. It's a Bowman's first. I bought this from a charity that he donated a bunch of cards to.
Oh, so nice.
I'm rooting for
great
him.
Job. Okay.
Yeah.
Great job.
Insert the Spider-Man meme where they're like pointing at each other because that's Shane Boz and Grayson Rodriguez are virtually the same like thing here. Like, but Boz is under team control for one less year. He's got arm injuries as well. I know he played in that short porch in Tropicana, or Tropicana, if you will, last year. So getting him out of there is good. But he's still in the East. Fantasy-wise, I don't know if I'm going to be in on him or not, but because I haven't dove into too much. But what did you guys think? Do you think that was too big of a price tag to pay for Shane Boz, noting that he's probably going to be our number 3-4 starter?
Britton, hit me.
I don't think they gave up too much for him. I think it was a slight overpay, but I think he got to do it. Now, he did reach his innings pitch max for his career last year. So, because he's all like Grayson Rodriguez, like he's always had these injuries.
Right.
So, this can work. I mean, he's better than Kapovich, you know? I mean, so you got to get him. He's better than didn't they run out what's the guy, Kyle Gibson, last year for a starter too?
Like, for a hot shit minute.
for a hot trick, man.
And Charlie fucking Morton too. So don't
Charlie Morton.
Well, he's better. Wrong about that one. I was wrong at about that one.
Right. There's no upside with those guys. At least he's got upside, and he can be coached up. So he's young. How old is he? 26?
26.
Yeah, man. I'm all right with this. He was a big time prospect. Like, you know. You never know. Like he can be a late bloomer. I'm late bloomer. He's 20 fucking 6 years old. You know, so yeah, I like it. I think it's aggressive. Trevor Rogers started looking good at the end of last year. So yeah, man, I'm all for it. Plus those prospects that they gave up. I mean, are they really going to miss those guys? Like they're kind of win now with Holiday up and Jordan Westberg and. You know they're like, come on, let's go. So yeah, I know I'm good with it. I'm not a I mean, I wouldn't bet my life that his ERA is going to be under 4.5. Actually, yeah. I bet the over, but you know he'll win games.
Well, that's not a ringing endorsement.
No, it's not.
That's the thing, though. Is
if he were invaluable, they couldn't get him via trade. So you know. Right.
They traded from two positions of depth, right? They have a lot of outfielders, and that's where Slater DeBron is going to be playing in. And then also Caden Bodine, who's a catcher. And I said this on Twitter, and apparently I got blown up for it. And then I started going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We have like 10 fucking catchers, not on the 40 man, but just in general, right? So like, and you can only play, there's only one catcher, and you can't play two catchers in real life baseball. So getting rid of Caden Bodine and Slater DeBron, I think they traded from a position of depth, which was great, but I just thought it was a slight overreach. Go, you have any thoughts there?
Look, I'm thinking about these in-division trades, man.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking about the Orioles' track record of trades the last few years. And those are the Rays used to be impenetrable when it came to their trade rep, right? Mm-hmm. They had a run there. Everyone's like, oh, they can't do no wrong. But they have slipped. So the Rays have not had a stellar record like they did maybe in the first part of this decade. But the Orioles haven't, really. The Trevor Rogers trade, I mean, today, now, after 2025, Kyle Stowers having a career year. And the way Rogers pitched, those were wins for both sides.
Yep.
Because the Orioles have plenty of guys in that Stowers department. So that even if a guy you trade does well, if you get someone back who helps you in another area where you had a surplus, that's a win. So maybe we need to review how we look at these trades. But I get nervous because the Rays think they're smart. And if they get over here, or if the Rays are looking to rebuild. I mean, the Rays haven't done anything in the playoffs here, right? So they're kind of treading water, right?
Yeah.
But they got ownership issue brewing too, so.
They always find a way to replenish, I feel like. No matter how great or bad we think trades are, it's like they always find a way to get these guys back up. And everyone's like, who the hell is this guy, right? And it's because they had a trade with somebody like 4 years ago, so.
Well, this is a do-or-die year for Shane Baz. It was going to be regardless if he was still in Tampa. I was going to say that. So I still stick with that. So this is a fascinating – Baz goes right to the top of the list of players that we should be keeping our eyes peeled on for what he's going to do this year because he could be one of these players. I'm not saying like a Cal Rally last year, but he could be one of these guys that has a really, really good season and tips the scales for some teams or doesn't. So I think this is – I'm really intrigued by this deal, and I can't wait to see if it pays off for the Orioles, which I would like to see because I'm pro Oriole on the show.
If he got traded to Kansas City or Seattle, I would be super excited. But it's just tough to pitch, and Mike V knows this better. It's tough to pitch in that division. It just is. Like, there's one Aaron Judge. You know what I'm saying? It's like so. But
Collins got traded to Kansas City. That was a bummer for him. See, it's a reverse if you're a hitter. If you're a pitcher, it's great. But if you go to Kansas City as a hitter and you leave Milwaukee's ball as your home ballpark, then your value goes down. And that's why Isaac Collins is ranked 521 on NFBC right now, Anthony, because he got dealt.
Huge downgrade.
Downgrade. He got dealt out of Milwaukee to friggin' Kansas City. Welcome to hell.
Now watch. He's going to be like a top 10 third baseman this year just because we said that. So
well, yeah, but this is not fantasy football. We could be right, but we could be wrong.
Yeah. They need outfielders and Isaac Collins. I remember Mike V and I talked about him a lot last year. It's like, I mean, he could be legit. I mean, you know, somebody that's going to have 10 home runs and 20 stolen bases at 521 ADP. That's that'll work.
Oh, yeah. Matt Strom went to Kansas City today. That was a deal, a smaller deal. So he's not going to close or anything, but Philadelphia is officially getting Strom out of their life. But he was pretty good to them. I wonder why they made this deal. I'm a little confused by it, but whatever.
Yeah.
Everybody wants those left-handers, baby. Left-handers are the new, I don't know what, the new right-handers?
Yeah,
the didn't new, have an lefty's analogy preloaded. Right.
I know, I did. I was swimming without a paddle. Or no. Yeah.
Speaking of swimming, you could swim in that gigantic ass water bottle that Govier's got. That thing is like a freaking cannon, bro. Look at this thing.
Yeah, it is. Look, good that's Lord. My hand. Yeah,
hold see, it up to the side, hand. like you're drinking out of it. Hold, take another sip out of it. Look how obnoxiously big this is.
Where do you put that thing? Like in your car?
Look at the size of the microphone compared to this thing. Yeah, see, it's way bigger than this microphone. So. You can't put this thing in the car because it's gonna. Every time you do a hard turn, it flies across, and it sounds like you got in a car accident. Leave it at home.
Trunk. You gotta leave it at home.
My wife and dog have those huge, you know, big Frank. What are they called? Franklin or something? You know what I'm talking about?
Stanley
Franklin. Yeah, these huge. Like we have 9 of them. They're everywhere.
Wee! It's a party. All right, so you're looking forward to Boz in his blue.
I am. I'm looking forward to also Taylor Ward, guys, because 2 of my favorite players last year, are on.
This is the other thing.
Now, so
I couldn't believe it, dude. I couldn't with Taylor Ward. When I saw the news, I was like, "Holy shit! This is tailor made for Mike."
Yeah, I love Taylor Ward too. I still am in on him. I love our lineup. I really want to go get Framber Valdez, guys. I really, really do. I want somebody at the top of our rotation. I hope Boz isn't the splash in starting pitching that they were going after. I don't want Ranger Suarez. I want Framber Valdez. Make it happen, Mike Elias.
I totally get that, but man, he threw at his own catcher. All that miscommunication cross up is a lie.
That was bogus.
Yeah, F Framber, man.
But look at this, though.
I'll look the other way.
Bradish is back. So Bradish, remember, he came back at the end of last year, and now you're going to have him healthy. Bradish could be your number one. I'm not kidding. I don't think that's an exaggeration. If he's healthy, now I know last year at the end, I made it clear I'm not going to be chasing these guys coming back from major arm shoulder issues, but Bradish came back already, and we saw him for September. So that's a different story than a guy who just shows up again for the first time in a new year.
He was great. You bring up a really good point. Like the only weak link is Dean Kramer, but even he goes a month or two doing really well. Like Tyler Wells,
right?
Did well.
Yeah,
they signed Ryan Helsley, Hells Bells.
Right, that was. Hey, the Orioles are going all in, man.
Hey, look up there; they have Leody Taveras.
Hey! No, look at that! Isn't that exciting?
Hey, and hey, Mike V. They have Enrique Bradfield Jr.
Yeah,
waiting in the wings.
Where does he fit now?
Vandy boy.
We need center field. We need a center fielder, guys.
He's okay. Elite. AFL star, all-star Baltimore Orioles prospect, Enrique
Bradfield. Look at this. You're getting independent verification from Foolsbane. Bradish is an ace. And Andy's saying Bradish is a top 15 to 20 starting pitcher. Book it! Locking you in, Andy.
Love the enthusiasm. It's great. But here's the thing. I don't know if you guys saw the tweet. I don't know who this guy is. It just got me a little excited. I just retweeted him and tagged you guys in it. I guess this guy is saying that the Orioles might be in on Brenton Doyle. It's like the O's.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
It's like the O's are talking to my heart. And
I know,
like,
you can't get all these guys. Do you think maybe like the Orioles are big fans of the Palazzo podcast and they're always listening to you? And
I hope.
They might be taking their advice from Mike Virginia for real. Like, this guy knows this team. He's been with this team through the good and the bad. We got to listen to Mike Virginia.
They had a meeting.
I wish.
The meeting was one page, one sentence. What does Mike V want for our team?
So yeah.
GM, the owner, everybody, all front office got together and they're like, who do we need? And somebody's like, Brenton Doyle. Get on the phone.
it's actually me making the moves. It's not Mike Elias. It's me making all these moves.
So you're the puppet master. Dave says Framber Valdez literally sent teams a 20-minute video showing how he's a really good dude. Nothing screams great guy like needing to put together a video to prove it.
Great job.
Ooh, yeah, that's well, I mean, you got to do damage control because Britain wasn't wrong. Yes, Anthony, Kenley Jansen is a Tiger. So that's a deal that happened in the last 10 days. Tigers aren't doing dick. Tarek Skubal's not getting dealt. He's just going to play for them and then be gone, and that'll be the end of it. So, and we're not going to go big on anybody. Like Ha Sung Kim resigned. Well, he didn't resign, but he signed with Atlanta for one year, $20 million. We could have afforded that. We didn't do it. And that's just how it is here in Detroit.
I'm so glad you brought this up, Gov, because this was on my list of things I wanted to talk about tonight, was because my father-in-law is a Tigers fan as well. And we were talking about Tarek Skubal, and I'm looking at this as, if you don't plan, this is very similar to what the Orioles did with Manny Machado. If you don't have any intention of signing him, why not deal him to a team like the Mets and get like a Jonah Tong and Nolan McLean and some of these other, like,
right.
The Mets would be a perfect trade partner because they lost out on Alonso. They have the prospect capital to get this done, and they could probably re-sign him as well. As a fan, don't you want, I mean, I know you don't want, nobody wants to trade Tarek Skubal, but if you're looking at it from a long-term future here, wouldn't you rather trade him now and get something for him than let him walk in free agency?
They have to sign him.
They're not going to.
You can't let somebody of this magnitude and talent walk out the door. You just can't if you're the Detroit Tigers. Like, this isn't happening again. I mean, you have to keep him. He's the star of
the face of the franchise.
You can't let him go. I mean, and they got people coming up. You got Reese Olsen coming back. I mean, you've got solid pieces coming up. Javier Baez will be out in a year.
Kevin McGonigal.
You could see. And then with this salary, with his salary off the books, you know, you got money for Skubal, right?
Yep.
Look, this is the team that traded Justin Verlander, who was a homegrown talent, Hall of Famer. They also they didn't get him directly, but they basically homegrown Max Scherzer, and then he left because they wouldn't sign him, and he won a World Series with the Nats. Mm-hmm. And it's gonna happen again. This is this team, in the AL Central, we reside with scumbag owners. Cleveland and Detroit have scumbag owners. Those are facts. That's just how it is. And they're not going to put down money, even though their franchise is literally worth billions. If they were ever in a pinch, they could get unlimited credit lines anywhere at any bank, at any world, at any given time. But no, I understand if you don't want to give Tarek Skubal the years, because they're getting hardcore on this, guys. The years for everybody are getting tighter. They're willing to pay more money now. Yes. They don't want 7, 8, 10 years. Nope. And that's fine. But they're not going to do it. I'm sorry. That's it. I'm constantly talking to people around here. It would be a fucking miracle if Tarek Skubal got signed back to the Tigers.
Go Tigers.
So as a fan, though, and if you're the GM of the Tigers, Govier, and the Mets approached you for him, would you make that deal now to get rid of him?
Oh, if you could get Nolan McLean.
Yes, I would.
I would do that in New York minute.
I would, but they also have a lot of guys here. I feel like
love that, by the way.
You should re-sign Tarek Skubal for 5 years, 4 or 5 years, and you got a lot of players coming in here. You have a window. This is a whole other thing, too. Scott Harris has said they don't believe in windows, or there's no windows, all this bullshit, whatever. So it's not going to happen, and I hope somebody gets Tarek Skubal and is really happy with him. But we got a lockout coming out after next season, too. As Andy says here, my pal in Detroit is literally the most insane thing in sports, more insane than trading Luka Doncic. There you go. Mm-hmm. I don't disagree with you, Andy, but Kenley Jansen, who are you targeting for saves right now in Detroit if you had to? I know Will it's Vest. Early, but Will Vest still.
Yeah.
Kenley is literally like one of the saves leaders of all time. Like, he's going to be the closer.
Yes, I agree. For sure. I agree. He signs because he wants to get to 500, I believe. Is that the number, right?
Whatever. He's close. He's like 20 saves away. So whatever it is anybody says, you know, he's going to be the closer. He's well respected. I mean,
This is funny. Dave says no one's going 7 years unless you're Dylan Cease. He got 7 years. Congratulations.
I love that. Yeah, yeah. Toronto Blue Jays, I mean, they were two outs away from winning a World Series. You know, like go for it. I love the Blue Jays signing.
I love Dylan Cease. Yeah, I hate to face him.
Cease is the only starting pitcher who's in the last 5 years has had over 200 Ks every single year. The only one was Dylan Cease.
Yeah. Hey, real quick, I got to put this out here because I was thinking about this and I was watching Home Alone yesterday. Home Alone 1 and 2.
The original
back to back.
1 and 2. So oh,
okay. Pigeon lady.
You know how they're the wet bandits, they're the sticky bandits. I can't yes. great name for all of us because we're all rocking a little beard here, okay? And you can see your boys going a little gray like Govier down there too, right? So
that's what happens when you have your second child.
That's like, right.
That's what happens.
I don't have any kids. That's weird.
We're not the wet bandits. We're not the sticky bandits. We're the bushy bastards. That's what we're
the bushy bastards. Lock that shit in. I love it. Thank you. That is Mike awesome.
You do kind of have a Ben Affleck thing going on here.
Reindeer games?
No. Ben Affleck now.
I was thinking Christmas movies. Yeah,
Ben Affleck and Mike V next to each other. I don't think you could tell them apart.
No. I've never seen that, but that sounds good. I'm down with that. What do you guys do here? Iglesias or Suarez in the Atlanta bullpen? Robert Suarez signs 3 years, $45 million with Atlanta.
It's muddy, man. I don't like either of these. This is gonna be hard to figure out. I guess if I had to pick one, I'd go Suarez, but I don't feel good about it. Like he could very well easily be Iglesias. He actually straightened it out a little bit towards the end there.
No, a lot of it. He was completely great in the second half. Tough in the first couple months. But Rosell Iglesias for the Braves was elite in the second half. So he's going to get the first shot.
People are dying to know, Mike. Come on. What's your stance on Aaron Judge for 2026?
I saw this question from Anthony a couple times in here already in the chat. For me, guys, and this is going to sound crazy because a lot of people are going to go Shohei. He's number one for me. He's number one. You got to go number one in the draft. 1-1. It's Aaron Judge this season. Has to be. Because here's the thing. We talk about it all the time in just terms of floor and being rock steady and just know what you're going to get. You know you're going to get 50 home runs from Aaron Judge, over 120 RBIs, a 320 batting average
is huge.
His slugging, his on base. Like the guy is an absolute I think we've become numb to Aaron Judge because of how great Shohei Ohtani has been and some of the other players, obviously, in fantasy. But Aaron Judge for me is 1-1. I would love to get him. But it's kind of like a 1A, 1B. Like I would put Ohtani probably at 1B. But Anthony, it's not that I hated him, man. I did not hate Aaron Judge. He plays for the Yankees. I don't like the Yankees. It was just that 1 year that he had that toe injury. And he was said, I'm going to be dealing with this the rest of my life. It kind of scared me a little bit. So I ate both my feet on this. I put my foot in my mouth. I ate both my feet. And he's now the number one pick in fantasy.
Lock it in.
Great.
All right. What else is on your sheets? You both wrote stuff down. Let's make sure we cover it.
All right.
Plotso Podcast.
Utah. Give me two.
Okay. Okay. This is Theodore from Calvin and the Chipmunks. You're listening to my favorite fantasy baseball podcast, the Plotso Podcast. Two L's, two Z's.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Can I do an under the radar a little bit signing? The Padres signed a KBO player named Sung Mun Song. They signed him to a 3-year deal. He's a lefty bat from the KBO. .315 batting average, 25-25. Not to get too lazy, but kind of in a Ha-Sung Kim type situation, like power, speed, good batting average, 3-year deal with the Padres. He plays third base, but obviously that's Machado is going to play that. But so they're going to move him around the infield. He can play outfield too. But kind of keep your eye, if you're like me and it's round 46 and you're looking around and you're like, I don't know about any of this right here. Like, oh, do I take a backup middle reliever, or roll the dice on Sung Mun Song for the Padres? They signed him to a 3-year deal. He's going to play, and he could provide some power and speed. Sneaky, kind of under the radar deal a little bit, but he played at KBO the past 3 years. Was one of their best hitters in the KBO, and you know no one knows how that'll translate, but Shohei Ohtani translated pretty good. Yeah. So, you know, we'll see how it goes.
You know where we can find out if it's going to work out or not, Britton?
Where's that, sir?
Spring Korea. Training, baby. All of those spring training games. All you have to do is watch a couple, man. If he hits one out, his draft stock is going up, baby. So spring training, the litmus test of whether or not you're going to be a fantasy stud, okay?
It's all about spring training. I totally understand that. That's why when Sonny Gray had, like, the worst – spring training starts of his career.
Oh yeah,
I was like, oh, he's over, he's done. And then he had like one of his best seasons. Like, whoops.
Yeah. This is a teaching moment for me how to do this name. So on FanGraphs, I'm learning. I don't know everything. It's Sung Mun. Oh, but if you type it in, it doesn't come up like that. It comes up with a different name. But this is him on. Go away, get out of here. Yeah, Sung Mun Songs. Sorry, but he had 26 dongs last year in the KBO. And 10% walk rate.
Yeah,
50% hit over 300. Back-to-back years of showing some power. He's 29, though, so he's not a baby, guys. He's been around. I don't know. We have had so many examples over the years of players that come over from the KBO or the MPBB or just from Asia in general, and you just don't know sometimes. Sometimes it's a guarantee. Other times... who's the guy? There's a guy from the Reds that came over that didn't work out very well at all. And then there was that other guy who played for the Rays and the Pirates. He had a lot of power, but he couldn't do much with it. There's just guys that I don't know what to make of it. I think it's kind of a crapshoot sometimes.
Oh, it's beyond crapshoot.
Okay, good. It's beyond crapshoot.
You're putting three blindfolds on in a dark room with a gun saying, shoot the balloon. And you're like, what balloon?
It's like a Saw game. Yeah. Like you could lose a hand. You could lose human centipede. I don't even know where I'm going now.
No one knows. He does have a track record of success at the KBO for whatever that's worth.
He does.
And the KBO is like AAA or AA. I mean, you know, it's something.
Yeah. There's some other guys out there still that have not signed. Some Japanese players that have been posted but not signed. Their window is still open. So we'll see how that plays out. Very excited about that. Fool's Bane says the Curtis Meade hype train has not been derailed one inch for Fool's Bane. He's excited. And this is the guy I was thinking. That's right. Yoshi Tsutsugo. That's exactly what I was thinking of, Dave. Thank you very much. Dave, you're on top of it tonight. Appreciate it. He's like our, you know how there's always a statistician who's doing the next to the play-by-play guys? He's like out there and he's handing up charts. And that's Dave for us tonight. He's coming through. Thanks, Dave.
Let me ask you this. This is something I want to talk about with you guys really quick. I thought it was good, like... holiday theme, if you will. I'm going to put you I'm going to put you guys on the spot. Okay. Fantasy baseball edition. What is one thing, or I'll give you two. Utah, give me two. Two Utah. Things on your fantasy baseball Christmas list to Santa Claus. If you had to ask Santa for two things this year in fantasy baseball, what would they be? It could be anything you want. It could be a player you want to bounce back. A guy you think is gonna outperform his ADP, whatever it may be. Govier, I'll start with you if you have anything off the top of your head.
I would like just to win a league. Like not finish second, not finish third, not fourth, not fifth. I want to win. That's what I want. I want to win.
Okay, I like it. Britton, what about you, my friend?
All right. So I've done some NFBC drafts, and there are a couple players that I make a very, very concentrated, specific effort to draft different players, to diversify, as they say, in the financial world. Don't put all your eggs in one basket, you know, get it out there. But there's one player I keep coming back to, and it's Michael Bush for the Chicago Cubs. First baseman, he hit 32 home runs last year. Playing time, maybe a thing, I don't know. But if you look at a StatCast page, like, you can get him late, or, you know, I was like the, you know, 10th first baseman. Like, he goes around like Vinny P, like that area. I'm like, this guy is a legit power bat, lefty power bat in the Chicago Cubs. Like, every year his home rate, his home runs go up every year. And if he gets solid playing time, and it looks like Fangraphs has him batting leadoff for the Cubs. I mean, if he plays 150 games, he's going to hit 30 home runs, I think. So, I like Bryce Harper, Josh Naylor, Freddie Freeman, okay. Rafael Devers, no way. But I think Michael Bush can be a top five player at his position. So that's my wish. And I also just wanted that to happen, that drop right there. So we could do that all year because I love Bush. When I was in college, quick aside note. When I was in college, there was a BP and they sold Bush Light for $5 for a 12 pack. So let me tell you, that was a popular beer back in Knoxville, Tennessee, back in the day. Let me tell you, Olivia Bush Light.
Andy says, Mike, Santa, let me have Brandon Nimmo in every league after pick 120. There you go.
I like it. Anthony took mine, guys, and I wrote this one down, that Royce Lewis would stay healthy an entire 162-game season. Not all 162 games. There's no way in hell they let him even sniff that because they're going to try to keep him healthy. But from a fantasy perspective and what we've seen and what we've heard from this guy, and we just haven't seen the full potential on it, and I keep drinking the Kool-Aid every damn year. Was that the Glockenspiel that I heard?
Oh, yeah. There it is.
The Glockenspiel?
You know they ring that shit when you're at a conference or something, and they ring that to everybody to come back inside.
That's
like you're in kindergarten. Sit down, everyone.
Right. So I want Royce Lewis to be a thing so bad this year, guys. And then my second one, really quickly, is I want to know from Santa. I want a present, and I want him to give me a crystal ball. And in that crystal ball, I want to see who this year's 2026 Rockies player to own is going to be, because it's changed every year. And you know this is a Rockies podcast, so you know snow. There's snow in Colorado. Santa loves snow. Maybe he has some insight here. You know, we saw it was Hunter Goodman. We saw it was Brenton Doyle. We saw it was Nolan Jones. Who is this year's 2026 Rockies player to own? And I hope Santa knows that. And let your boy Mike Virginia in on that.
It's going to be Jordan Beck.
Yes. Thank you. I'm with you on that. Lock me in on that, Govier. Me and Brenton hit it twice.
Go Vols.
Love Jordan Beck.
Also,
great job.
Also, a shortstop you can get late is Ezekiel Tovar. He's young. He hit like 26 home runs a couple of years ago. He had a bad year last year because of injuries. But he's going to bat leadoff healthy for the Colorado Rockies. Ezekiel Tovar, his hard hit metrics are great. Yes, he chases too much. I get that. But still, you hit the whole ball, hit the ball hard in Colorado. That's a recipe for success.
Tours.
I like a bounce back. So you
I know, guys. Might need to check yourselves. No, I'm excited. I want that all to happen for you guys. I want everyone's Christmas dreams to come true. You know, it's day five of Hanukkah, and I agree with Dave here. I would like to have a Hanukkah wish come true. Ooh. One of the candles will be lit for Augustine Ramirez to become a competent catcher and keep that eligibility going forward.
You're singing Govier's song here, Dave, because Gove loves him some Augustine Ramirez. So, yeah.
Well, we'll see how I feel about him. You know, how about here's a Christmas miracle that I'm hoping for. As Andy says, I will own zero Rockies this year no matter what. For Matt McClain to become a 250 hitter with 25 home runs and 20 steals.
Yes.
That sounds, I hope that happens. I might have to run a check now, actually. So
great job.
I was expecting Britton fully to say that he wants a Luis Robert breakout year, but I guess that's not going to come.
Yeah.
Hey, well, 1 out of 6 years he's been good. So yeah, it can happen. It can happen.
Yeah, some interesting shit out there too, by the way. Some people are saying, first off, guys, I don't understand, why is Ketel Marte need to be traded? Why does this need to happen? Because he's on a last year of a deal and he doesn't want to stay there? Is that the case here? Probably,
and I think Arizona is probably just trying to get something back while they can. Like, isn't he a little bit longer in the tooth? He's been hurt past couple years. Maybe they just want to move on from him.
I don't understand it.
I think he can get a haul back from him.
He's only he's 32, going on 33. Well, he's early 32, so he'll be 32 for most of this year in the season to come. And I don't know. Some people are saying that there's going to be a deal here where the Rays try to load up on more prospects so they could maybe bring him in, which I don't understand that one, but that's what some people are saying.
The Rays?
Yeah, so the Rays deal Baz to get these prospects back because they want to have Ketel Marte come on their team this year, and they're willing to give a package. So there could be more in the works here. Who knows? We'll see. Who the hell knows? Hey, look who's here. Mike Valley Rules says, happy holidays, fellas. Ready for baseball season. Woohoo!
Yes, sir.
And Fool's Bane says, also, Luis Robert's breakout was like in 2017.
So. Don't tell Britton that. Don't tell Britton that. I
know. Britton loves that. That's why he's laughing, because he loves it.
Well, let me ask you guys this, though, back to the Ketel Marte thing. I've seen rumors to the Red Sox as well, and I really didn't understand either, because they have a hell of a lot of good prospects, and they're like, Christian Campbell didn't have a great year last year, but he's still their guy I think they want there. Roman
Grissom's still there.
What's that?
Vaughn Grissom's still there.
They bought out his arbitration years, Christian Campbell. Like, he's not going anywhere. So
yeah, he's not. That's true. Yeah. That's a great point. But Boston, where do they fit in, man? Because I know they made the playoff, technically. They made the playoffs, but Baltimore's loading up. Toronto just showed who they are. The Yankees are who they are. I mean, this division can't... The Rays look like they're the team that's on the shit end of the stick in that division, to me.
Yeah, they got to go out and sign Bregman back, I think. But, you know, they can get him for cheaper because he opted out. I think they can sign him back cheaper, but I don't think he wants to do that. But
oh shit, I missed this one. They dealt him in the Now Vaughn Grissom is an Angel now. Okay. I didn't know that. See?
Who is that guy that played for Boston or the Royals and they traded him to Boston and he could never stay healthy? Was his shortstop?
From the Royals to Boston?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Are you talking about Tulum?
No. It's a Dominican player. Oh, what the hell? Yes, he stole like 60 bases. Everyone was really hyped up. Oh,
Alberto Mondesi?
That's
what it is. He never played a game for the Red Sox, right?
No, he didn't.
I don't think he did.
Yeah.
Come on. What is this? You're just like, you trying to play all the hits here? All right, what else you got in those sheets? Give me something fresh here. Come on.
What do you got, Britton? Anything?
Jorge Polanco to the Mets. Have we talked about that?
Nope. No.
That's a big deal. He's going to be their starting DH. Or first base with.
Do we buy that though? Like,
I don't buy it. Like,
yeah,
Beatty's at third and Vientos is at first, right? Like, why would they mess with that? Because
I don't buy what he did.
Beatty sucks.
Because
I kind of feel like Polanco was fool's gold. I know I can't take away his stats from him in Britton, but I just don't buy it. I wouldn't have signed him to a deal like that. But they have money to burn, I guess. So.
It was a panic move after not getting Alonso. I'm not buying the breakout last year. He's a solid player. I mean, I think he can be a solid player for the Mets too. But I don't think we see a replica of last year when he did for what he did for
Seattle. Yeah, man, he just went on a heater that lasted longer than it should. But I mean, he's on the wrong side of 30. Like, he played for the Twins a bunch of years. I remember he hit for the cycle not too long ago with the Twins. But yeah, I mean, he's kind of like a meh infielder. That's a terrible defender. Terrible.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Way less than average defender. And Alonso wasn't a good defender either, but he wasn't terrible.
Dave says Beatty Vientos are the next Mets prospects duo to be overhyped and never pan out.
Wow, dude.
Do y'all feel that way about Vientos?
I'm in on him.
I'm kind of in on them too, a little bit with Alonso gone, and I know there are rumors about them trying to trade Vientos, which probably means he's good. know, and the Mets have just fucked this all up. But Yeah, so? I like Mike Vientes as a late flyer.
Let the rumors fly here. We got rumors everywhere on this show tonight. It's a lot of fun. I hope everyone's enjoying our rumors, which, you know, we like to have fun. Why not?
I love rumors.
I want to get you guys' take on Adelis Garcia in Philly. Any excitement about that ballpark? It's a better ballpark. That Texas ballpark is hell on earth. It's for hitters, it's hell on earth. So the ballpark is an upgrade, and I know he's not what he was, and I never was a fan of Adelis Garcia, but in that ballpark, he could hit 30 dongs. He really could.
His advanced metrics were not good last year. Maybe a change of scenery does him good, but his walk percentage was 5.1 last year. He swings and misses way too much. When he gets a hold of it, it goes a country mile. But you're going to get a poor batting average, mediocre power, and a couple stolen bases. Like, maybe the better lineup protection helps him there, but I don't know.
I am shocked to hear Mike V slander Adelis Garcia like this. I literally am looking around going, what is happening right now? He's going to start every day for the Philadelphia Phillies in a great lineup. They just re-signed Kyle Schwarber, didn't they? It's going to be good. Great place to hit. Like, this is a total reboot, like, guy you want to buy in on, because if you look at his ADP in a, you know, NFBC 50, you can get him in round 30. Like, that's nothing.
Well, it's worth it. Of course, yeah. It's totally worth it. Yeah. And I've never been a guy who liked him either, Britton. So I'm saying this. I'm changing my perspective because of the ballpark and the lineup, and that he's not 40, he's 33. He might still have something left.
Yeah, and Texas is tough to hit. Look at all Jake Berger, Corey Seager. Like, all those elite hitters have all been, you know, notched down a bit. And
that ballpark's a nightmare. Yeah. For hitters. It's a pitcher's wet dream, but
that's why I love, like, Mike V. Like DeGrom was a big target of yours from last year, I think. Mm-hmm. And it all worked out.
Eovaldi was amazing.
Eovaldi was the pick.
He had under 2 fucking ERA. It's insane. Under a legitimate number of innings pitched, too. It's crazy.
100%. Go to Fangraphs and all the starting pitchers for Texas targets. I want all these guys.
I want Tyler Jack Mowry. Yeah.
All that. Yeah.
I want Jack Leiter this year.
It makes a big difference.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about Leiter. I still got to dive in on and figure that one out, too. There's a lot to, released here and revealed in the coming months. I'm very excited for it all. But these moves like this, they do matter. And, you know, last year, if you look at the guys who produced, who were some of the best players or some of the top 100 players, I guess, they're not all always going to be the same guys that everyone thinks they are. There's always some newcomers, right? There's always people who show up. Geraldo Perdomo, for example, last year, career year.
Oh, yep.
I want him, too. He's on my must-have list. A little sneak peek for everybody. Love him.
Yeah. Hey, well, that also, hey guys, yeah.
Real quick, I'm looking at the Phillies' projected starting lineup. Justin Crawford.
Yes.
They're 21-year-old prospect.
Crawford's guy.
Justin Crawford, center field. Very interesting. I'm going to write that down so I don't forget about him in my
head. Are they related?
Yes.
They are. That's his son?
Oh, yeah. I might be an uncle. I have to double check. But they are related.
God, I'm old. Yes. I am old.
Yeah. Harsh reality check on that one. We've been doing such a great job covering the MLB draft on Palazzo for the last couple of years with Ben and Robbie. So I'm really connected. When I hear a name, and Justin Crawford was a first round pick. So he was a guy that has some talent that I'm looking forward to seeing produce in that lineup as well, Britton. Good call, Philly.
Yeah. Check this out. Trey Turner, Kyle Schwarber, Bryce Harper, Adelis Garcia. That's a pretty good 1-4 right there.
It is.
Why take Adelis Garcia when you can just have Luis Robert a couple of rounds later?
You know, Mike's just pissed because Adelis Garcia stole Luis Robert's spot in Philly because Mike was trying to push that Philly trade for the last 2 years and it didn't happen, so he's bitter. I get it. I understand. Makes sense to me.
Perfect sense.
But Andy wants to know, Mike VA, what round do you take at Perdomo in to be safe and make sure you still get him, though?
Oh, dude, I wish I could give you an answer on this. I'm with Govier, though. I have not looked at ADP and done any type of draft.
What about Britton? He's been drafting.
Like, yeah, where do you have anything on that?
I haven't. I love Perdomo. I actually had him drafted in a couple leagues last year and got real lucky, obviously. But his ADP is 68. 68. So you're going to pay for it. But I'm not opposed to it, because if you look at shortstop, you know, it's you got Bobby Witt, you got Ellie, Lindor, Gunner. That's all great, but you know what? You know, Perdomo's in that Trevor Story, Jeremy Pena. And by the way, I want to keep it a secret, but for our viewers and for us, Jeremy Pena had a great year last year.
Jeremy Pena.
Hey. He had a 300 average with 17 home runs and 20 stolen bases. And his ADP is like over 100. So you might want to let somebody else, because, you know, Perdomo, he's going to have a little bit of a regression.
Britton, instant answer. Would you rather have Pena or Tovar at shortstop this year?
Oh, that's a great question.
It's actually legitimate.
I'm actually going to go Tovar, because you can get Tovar. You can get Tovar at 239. 239 for a leadoff hitter that's hit 26 home runs in Colorado. I'm all for it. I'm taking Tovar.
I'm not arguing that with you.
That's amazing. There it is. I thought that was a good question. I feel smart right now. Andy says shortstop is top heavy and then falls off after the top 100, 150 pretty fast. He also loves Pena. But then, and Mike's boy, Anthony, says, I love Zach Neto.
Yeah, but you got to get him in the third round. And that's way the Zach Neto love is. Look, I love him too. He's crazy, and he does that Braveheart face paint, you know?
Yeah.
You remember the best movie of 1995?
Good movie. Hey, 30-year anniversary of 30-year anniversary of Braveheart and Heat, by the way. Those are the 30th anniversaries.
Wait, you don't like
Braveheart? Every man lives. No. Every man dies.
Yeah, yeah.
But not every man really lives.
Wait, so someone doesn't like Braveheart? Is that what I'm understanding? Is that right?
It sounds like Mike V hates Braveheart, which
no, I love that movie. I said good movie, and you said what? Hey, by the way, speaking of Mel Gibson, do you still have the "Give me back my son" button on there? I need to hear that.
Give me back my son.
Yeah, we're never too far away from anything around here, Mike. You know.
Give me back my son.
Okay, so any other under the radar deals or deals we haven't talked about, you're thinking about, or fantasy concerns here as we close out? We already did our fantasy lessons learned in October last month, or check that out on the previous episode. So we're looking at some of the moves and what they're doing right now. And, 2026 draft season, we're going to be doing our draft strategy sessions very soon. The new year will turn and we'll be on here doing our thing. So we're not far away, boys.
Cannot wait, man. I'm starting to get the itch again with baseball, guys. As when I saw Britton's draft and I saw his draft board, started to get a little chubby. So especially when I saw those pocket aces there for him. Oh, I was like, oh, Britton, okay.
I know. Stuff. you start out with Scooble and Skeens, and your ERA and your strikeouts just cruising down easy street. Like
here's a player battle here for you guys. Britton, this is for you. Would you rather have pocket aces like Scooble and Skeens, or would you have a nice little cinnamon churro?
Oh, cinnamon churro, 100%. Yeah, I don't turn down churros. You know, that was my big idea, is I'm going to open a chain of churros. Yes. That's all we sell, is cinnamon delicious Mexican churros.
I was thinking of you, Britton. I was in Mexico last month for my mother's wedding.
Oh, great.
Fourth time is the charm. Congratulations, Michelle, once again. Michelle and Rick.
The fool for love.
73 years old, still taking the plunge. And yeah. They got married on it's called Isla Mujeres. It's an island just outside of Cancun. You take a ferry, 15-minute ferry over from Cancun.
Wow.
And they had a lot of churro carts, churro carts. And I was thinking of you. And I went to, they had one that had a name. It was, instead of Jurassic Park, it was Churroassic Park or something like that. And I walked by this fucking cart like 10 times while I was there for 5 days. And I tried to get one finally. I'm like, you know what? I got to take care of myself. I can't eat this. And I'm like, fuck it. What am I doing? I'm in Mexico. I got to eat this churro immediately.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And then they only took cash and I didn't have any cash. So now I got a reason to go back to Isla Mujeres to eat that goddamn Churroassic Park churro.
Yeah, we need to look at the budget and see if there's enough money in the budget to Just send you and the live crew down there to
live show. No, everybody. Yeah. We're all going down to Isla Mujeres. Yeah, we got a place to stay, actually, so I could cover our room and board. We got a nice condo down there. Josh Bell is going to be a decent... Yeah, here we go. Every year, Josh Bell, he just won't go away. He's going to be a decent budget option at first base again in his new home of Minnesota, eh? You're right, Chad. I don't disagree. There's going to be a moment where you pick him up for like 2 weeks. It's just what's going to happen.
He's going to hit 20 home runs, and you can get him literally with the last pick of your draft if you want. Yeah.
He just get it. He doesn't go away. He's still that, you know, I love baseball, but some of these names bum me out. And he's a name like, God, this guy's still just here and he's not going to do anything. You mentioned Michael Busch earlier. Yeah, he had a bunch of home runs, but he barely had like a 300 OBP. And I talked about this when we did our live show in Arizona, which if you weren't at First Pitch this year, you really missed out. We had a great show. And Sam's Family Feud, which like was the most
huge hit.
I mean, no one's ever seen anything like that. Palazzo was grateful to be involved with that at all. Really, it was all Sam. Me and Britton and Ben just hung out and watched. But... Mm-hmm. These guys that have these low OBPs, but they offer power. So that was one of the points of my segment of the show, was talking about, what do we do with these guys? Like, you know, fucking Joe Adell, Mike. What do you do with Joe Adell? He had almost 40 dongs last year. Yeah, but
I'm not sure I'm in on Joe Adell this year. I do like Michael Busch. There was a time in the season, a good chunk of the season, though, Britton. This, I'm interested to hear your take on it. If you're drafting him or you like him as a target in drafts, are you concerned like this is kind of like Luis Garcia vibes where he sits against lefties or like he's going to take the next step there? Because that's something where I love Michael Busch as well when he faces right-handers, but I also don't like the in and out of the lineup when he's sitting against lefties. And weekly lineups, I guess, is okay. Or daily lineups, I guess, is okay because you can just swap them out. But weekly lineups, it would be tough.
Yeah, I totally get it. Head-to-head, very, very different. But at the end, but if you're in a straight roto or draft and hold or whatever it is, at the end of the year, I think this first baseman is going to have over 30 home runs. Because if you look at the StatCast stuff, it's his power is all legit, and he plays for the Cubs, and it's the ball is going to fly out. And if his plate appearances aren't, you know, like Freddie Freeman's, hey, that's fine. Freddie Freeman didn't hit 30 home runs. He's not. No matter. He can have 700 plate appearances. He's not going to. Michael Busch is. So I don't. When it comes to power, what I'm looking for out of like a corner like that, you know, like a straight up CI, all I care about is power. Like stolen bases, I'll get that from my middle or my outfield or whatever. But all I care about is power for corner. And this guy has legit 30 plus power. So I, you know, like Bryce Harper, like those guys, I don't really care about plate appearances because they're going to be injured because they're old. Michael Busch isn't, and every year he makes improvements. So that's why I'm in on Michael Busch to get me 30 home runs from the corner infield slot.
There it is.
Let me ask you guys this:
Pigtown's here. I just want to say your boy Pigtown's in the house here.
Oh yeah,
and the commentary on the Baltimore stuff. Love to hear from Pigtown.
Make sure you guys go follow him. Yeah,
check out his channel.
Yep, and a little tidbit: he is Jackson Merrill's cousin. So,
very professional channel too. Good work over there, Pigtown. I've been over there checking out your stuff. I'm impressed.
Very cool.
Real quick, since we're talking about the Cubs, I do want to get your guys' take on this because a little sneak peek. Again, I already talked about a guy I'm targeting in Geraldo Perdomo. Here's a fade for you guys: an early fade. And the Britain, don't hurl something at me through the computer screen. I think you're a fan of this guy. Pete Crow Armstrong. I am not touching with a 40-foot pole. What do you guys think about that?
Always overhyped. So
you go first. I need a moment.
He's overhyped. he's very talented player defensively. But I got to look at it. He might be someone I look into now, but I bet the price will be insanely stupid too, so I'll probably avoid.
Go ahead.
I'm all in.
I'm an idiot. I'm in.
Yeah, I'm all in on Pete Crow Armstrong. I absolutely think he's going to be a superstar. I think it's going to be Jackson Churio, Julio Rodriguez, and Pete Crow are like the next. You know, well, Julio Rodriguez is already a superstar, I guess, but like the this next wave of superstars, like James Wood, Pete Crow Armstrong, and Jackson Churio, I think are the top young outfielders out there. So I love Pete Crow's motor. I mean, let's not forget He went 31-35 with a terrible second half, and I know it all counts. He went 31 home runs, 35 stolen bases. Like, that's elite. And whatever the metrics are, but on a day-to-day thing, he comes to play and he plays hard. And there's no metric for that. There's no, he's a dog, and all he cares about is winning and playing hard. You know, you can look at some other players like Jock Peterson. Like, he can hit the ball hard, but he ain't running first on a routine grounder. He's cruising.
Yeah,
you know, but it's just and I'm not a psychiatrist, but like, if you just hear the guy, talk to the guy, like, he's going to win. He's going to figure it out, and he's going to find a way to win. And that's why I'm a huge Pete Crow Armstrong, just because everything I've seen. And like, you don't go 31-35 in your second year as an accident. It's not an accident. So
Here's my thing with him, and a lot of the people in the chat are talking about it too. The chase rate is insane, and same with the walk percentage. I don't know. I think a lot of that production that we got from him was in the first half, and when he was batting seventh, getting pitches to hit. I think the league pitcher started figuring him out. He's going to have to improve on this if he's going to avoid that second half slump and have that smear over into 2026. Yeah, I agree with Dave here. I'm not saying he won't be good, but I'm like Govier's point. His price tag is probably going to be a little too high for me with that chase percentage and the low walk percentage as well. I agree. If somebody else brought it up, Govier had up on the screen, I'd much rather have Roman Anthony than PCA this year.
Oh, the Roman Empire. That's what Andy said. That's what that means. Yep. See, I don't even know what that means. Wow, you guys are smart.
Yeah. I'm a smart guy.
Idiot.
Roman Anthony,
dude.
Yeah, he's going to be good too, but.
Pigtown saying, do you guys see that one account? Mock Bomb, who's usually right 80% of the time, says Ema's going back to the Cubs.
This is the one that I had tweeted you guys at with Doyle going to the Orioles. Pigtown, did you see that one?
Uh-huh.
They had the Orioles going out and getting Brett Doyle, which I would love to hear your take on your next podcast, dude.
Yeah. What about Edwin Diaz as the closer? Is there any debate about that? He's the closer now in.
No, he's the closer. Yeah.
Yeah,
for the Dodgers. That's the guy to target without question.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's crazy. Who's the best guy available in a position? Let's get him. But other teams can pay for players too, everybody. Just a little friendly reminder. Well, this has been a lot of fun. Yes. I've really enjoyed this. Oh, real quick, Fool's Bane. Austin Riley redemption season? Of course. He was injured. He's going to be great this year. I love it. I want all the Austin Riley.
Yeah, I like Austin Riley. I drafted him everywhere last year, and he was kind of disappointing. But yeah. Mississippi State, let's go. I'm rooting for Austin Riley.
That face isn't great. What's that face?
I drafted a lot of Austin Riley last year and was sorely disappointed. I was in on a lot of Braves. He was actually one of my targets last year was Austin Riley. So.
But he got hurt. It wasn't like he sucked. He got hurt, right?
I think it was a combination of both, maybe.
I think he got hurt. He definitely, I know he got hurt plenty. Chad wants us to know that today is the 41st anniversary of the under 18 All Valley Karate Championship. Thanks, Chad. I didn't know that. Now we know that. Yeah, Daniel's son. This guy's Marcy is this year's PCA. Anthony's obsessed with Jacob Marcy. Are you buy or sell Jacob Marcy? I buy. The guy's good. The guy can play.
Yeah. Buy.
There's no argument about that. Pigtown says, who has more home runs this year, Westberg or Duran? Westberg. Guys you like. Oh.
Yeah, I love both these guys. It's Westberg for me. And that's
there's still
not a homer
talk that Duran could go to KC too, by the way.
Yeah, that's not a homer take either. Jordan Westberg is, to your point, what you just mentioned with Austin Riley. Guy just had some bad luck with injuries last year. When he played, he was a stud. He's the heartbeat of the O's, man. I can't stress that enough. I love Jordan Westberg this year. If he can stay healthy, but again, he had that finger injury that really fucked with him. There's something else. I want to say it was a hamstring or a quad. I can't remember what it was, but yeah, give me Westberg here, Pigtown, for sure.
Westberg by a country mile. I'm all in on Westberg this year. Give me all the Westberg.
All right. Well, hey, it's been fun, boys. We got together, talked some ball as the year comes to a close. We will be back soon in the new year. We'll be locked and loaded. Draft strategy sessions. Our fourth annual All 30 Teams, Top 3 Next Big 3 Prospects shows as well with Big Gentle Ben and Robbie Baseball. They're still here. Sam's in the mix. And, yeah, this is fun. Guys, great seeing you. We had a blast. Thanks to Live Chat for showing up and showing out on a Friday night in the middle of the holiday season. That says something. We appreciate that greatly.
I know, man, because Alabama's playing Oklahoma right now, I think.
Yeah. So, yep. And we're all hoping Alabama will lose up here. I'm so glad you guys spared me. Didn't talk about any of the Michigan stuff. I want to thank you for that. So, thank
you. Yeah.
What stuff?
You spared me. Exactly. Yeah. Oh, great. See? That's why I love you guys. All right. Godspeed, everybody. For Mike Virginia, follow him. Britton Allen, 2 T's, 2 L's. I'm Michael Govier, MJ Govier. Everybody else in the Bluffton Galaxy, follow us. Discord's open 24/7. Peace.
Right, lads. Now, I know there's not a faint heart among you. And I know you're as anxious as I am to get into close action. But we must bring him right up beside us before we spring this trap. That will test our nerve. And discipline will count just as much as courage. The Acheron is a tough nut to crack. More than twice our guns, more than twice our numbers. And they will sell their lives dearly. They mean to take us as a prize. And we are worth more to them undamaged. Their greed will be their downfall. England is under threat of invasion. And though we be on the far side of the world, this ship is our home. This ship is England. So it's every hand to his rope or gun, quick's the word and sharp's the action. After all, surprise is on our side.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.